So we're now on Daf Mem Amud Beis. No, actually, we still have a piece on Mem Amud Aleph. So we're on Daf Mem Amud Aleph at the two dots, which is, if you're counting up from the wide lines on the bottom going up, you'll count about 7-8 lines, and you'll see a line that starts Be'inon, and you'll see the two dots, Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa, who's the son of Hyrcanus, Omer, Ha'over Lifnei Ateva, so it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Dosa wants him to mention Rosh Chodesh as well, and he has to add a Tanai. He says, Hachlitzeni Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaKodesh Hazeh Im Hayom Im L'Mochar. And then on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says, Im Hayom Im Emesh V'lo Hodu Lo Chacham. And just to summarize, we have Machlokes as to whether or not in our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah, we have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Dosa says yes. In addition to being Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Chodesh. And we have a principle in Brachos, in tefillos, B'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'en b'rechosav. We're required to mention the day. It's not enough, it's not sufficient to mention the day of Rosh Hashanah. We have to also mention the day of Rosh Chodesh. And the Chachamim disagreed. We're going to try to see if we can give a little bit of insight into the nature of this machlokes. First, we have a suffix with regard to mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara is going to try to be poshet this suffix from our Mishnah. Amar Rabba ki avinim bei Rav Huna I boilon. We had the following suffix. Ma'u lahazkir shel Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. Now, at this point, it seems like, for some odd reason, Rabba and Rav Huna were unawares of our Mishnah, because this very question, this very issue, is a machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. So we'll see about that as we go along. And let's talk for a moment about Musaf. Rashi says that on Rosh Hashanah, when we recite Musaf, we say, V'siten lano Hashem al-Kedu es yom hazikaron hazer. And the question now that's being raised is, do we have to add Rosh Chodesh as well and say, es yom Rosh HaChodesh hazer? Ve'es yom hazikaron hazeh? Or is that unnecessary? And Rashi seems to say that yom hazikaron hazeh ve'es yom rosh hachodesh hazeh is only relevant to Musaf. And the reason for that is because regarding the balance of tefillos on Rosh Hashanah, like Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, for sure we're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh in V'sitein Lon. Okay, now we're going to try to understand why the Gemara is vacillating specifically about Musaf and only about Musaf, where you have to say Es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh in addition to Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. But we're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh in any of the other tefillos. And why is that? So the answer is, Sharei gam im hayachal b'chol o b'shabes, ein mazkirin es Rosh Chodesh b'brocha emtzois, el b'yala v'yovo b'avoda. He's saying the following, that let's wonder about Rosh Chodesh on any other Rosh Chodesh in the year. Forget about Tishrei for a moment. And there is a Hazkara of Rosh Chodesh in Yalaviyova, which is part of Avoda. It's not part of what we call Kedusha Sayom. So that when Rosh Chodesh of any other month, whether it coincides with a weekday or with Shabbos, and the reason why we're emphasizing Shabbos is because on Shabbos there is a Hazkaras Hayom in the Kedusha Sayom, but nevertheless we're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Kedusha Sayom, which means the Brachem Tzoyis, as we call it, because we're going to mention Yalaviyova. But when we get to Musaf, Musaf has no Yalaviyova. Musaf has, on every Rosh Chodesh, a Hazkara of Rosh Chodesh in the Kedusha Sayom. And therefore, the suffolk as to whether or not we should mention Rosh Chodesh in the Kedusha Sayom, which is called V'siten Lanu, is only relevant to Musaf. Again, let's just go over the logic one more time. The reason why Rashi insists that the Gemara is vacillating specifically about Musaf, whether or not you add Rosh Chodesh to the Yom HaZikaron HaZev Rosh Hashanah, is because with regard to the other tefillos, there we will certainly fulfill our requirement of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Yalaviyova. I mean, you could ask, well, why doesn't the Gemara have this question the whole year round, any Rosh Chodesh? But the answer is, in any Rosh Chodesh, the whole year round, we will mention Rosh Chodesh in the Kedusha Sayom when there is a Kedusha Sayom, so to speak, meaning the Shabbos. And if Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, we will mention Rosh Chodesh in the essence of the description of the Kedusha Sayom. Whereas in other tefillos, other than Musaf, let's talk about Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, there is no Kiddush Sayom, and even if there would be a Kiddush Sayom, it would be irrelevant because we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yovah. So let's say, for example, Ma'ariv or Shacharis on Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, or Mincha for that matter, we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yovah. And if we and when we get to Musaf, we're going to integrate Rosh Chodesh into the very fabric of the Kiddush Sayom. The issue is on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now, what is the issue on Rosh Hashanah? And I'm not finding it right now, which I was hoping to read to you, but we'll find it, Tzimtzum Hashem. But the issue is, because what is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is itself a Yom HaZikaron, but that's Rosh Hashanah. So if we're going to mention Rosh Hashanah as the Yom HaZikaron, that automatically swallows up Rosh Chodesh. However, the Gemara says, Kevon dechalukin b'musafim, the suffolk now is because if we open up Parshas Pinchas, and we look at the Musafim, where the Parsha designates a special Karban Musaf for each one of the various Moadim, and all of a sudden we find the Pasuk, I'll read to you the Pasuk, it says, B'chodesh HaShvi'i B'chod LaChodesh, and it tells you, this is at the beginning of Bamidbar Chav Tes, exactly what the Karba Musaf is for Rosh Hashanah. And then it says, Milvad Olas HaChodesh U'Minchasa, which means that we're going to bring the Olas HaChodesh, which is a separate Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, even on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Torah goes out of its way to spell out that in Chodesh HaShvi'i B'Echad LaChodesh, we're going to bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Milvad, meaning in addition to the Olas HaChodesh U'Minchasa. Is therefore, since Tefillah is a replacement for the Korban, in this case Musaf, Amrina, we have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Vasite Lanu, in the Kiddush Hayom of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Chodesh, no less than Rosh Hashanah, requires its own Korban. So the Musaf is replacing the Korban Musaf. But in this case, there's an overlap of two different Korbanos Musafim. There's the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, but there's also the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So that, you know, in a certain sense, if I want to be a little dramatic about it, I would say, although Rosh Hashanah sort of overshadows Rosh Chodesh, you know, who thinks of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? There's so much going on at Rosh Hashanah. But nevertheless, it's not so. I mean, we're not pushing Rosh Chodesh out of the picture, out of the limelight, certainly not for Musaf, because the Korban Musaf is the Korban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah plus the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh demands its own karma. And therefore the Tefillah, which is a Musaf that replaces the Korban, should mention not only Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, but Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. So now we have to understand the other tzad in the Sofek. Oh, Dilma, should we say Zikaron Echad Olekan Ulekan? That Enoch Hinami, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, but you do mention Rosh Chodesh. Without adding the words Ves Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, you have mentioned Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because you said the words Ves Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. And Rosh Chodesh is called Yom HaZikaron. Now, where is Rosh Chodesh called Yom HaZikaron? You won't find that in Parshas Pinchas, because that's the Parsha Musafim. The Torah will tell you that Rosh Chodesh has its own Musaf, and even Rosh Chodesh Tishrei has its own Korban Musaf as Rosh Chodesh. But if you open up, rewinding to Parshas Emor, the Torah says, "B'chodesh Hashvi'i, b'achad lachodesh, yelochem shabboson, zichron shrua." Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the pasuk I was looking for. Just 1 second. Zichron Echad Ola Lekan Ulekan. Just 1 second. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Masifta confused me a little bit, because I thought he was quoting the pasuk to prove that Rosh Chodesh is called Yom HaZikaron. That's going to be a different pasuk in Baloscha. But before we get to Baloscha, let's just, since the Masifta quoted that pasuk in Emor, that pasuk in Emor describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron. And it says again, if you don't mind my reading the pasuk a second time, it says, "B'chodesh Hashvi'i, b'chod lachodesh, yilachem Shabbason, Zichron Shrua." Again, this Gemara seems to be unaware, again, I'm saying in a very extreme way, of the sugya in Rosh Hashanah that interprets this phrase Zichron not as referring to the day itself, but as referring to the true of the shofar. And it's referring to a case where Rosh Hashanah overlaps with Shabbos. Okay, actually, now that I think about it, I retract what I just said, because that's the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. That's not the Bavli. The Bavli says that that the word Zikaron refers to the day itself. The day itself is Yom HaZikaron. I mean, that's how we call Rosh... That's what we call Rosh Hashanah. We call it Yom HaZikaron. And the word Zikaron probably means Kapara, meaning that Hashem remembers us to be Mechaper for our Averos. The Yerushalmi says that the word Zikaron refers to the overlap between Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, and the word Zikaron means that we only mention the shofar in our tefillos, but we don't blow the shofar. But that's the Yerushalmi's unique shita. The Bavli holds that we do blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it overlaps with Shabbos. The reason why we don't is because Gzeira de Rabba. But as far as the Torah law is concerned, Rosh Hashanah, even on a Shabbos, like Shabbos on Sukkot requires, taking the Dalet Minim, so too Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah requires shofar blowing. So the word Zichron here in this pasuk is referring to the very essence of the day itself. And now we want to know how do we know that Rosh Chodesh is called Zichron by the same essential description? And that's a pasuk in Parshas Baloscha, which Tosus Divra Maskel Zikaron at the bottom quotes. So you can read the first line in Tosi. He says, "Rosh Hashanah k'siv zichron truah, Rosh Chodesh k'siv parshas baloscha gavi chatzotzos v'hoyelachem lizikaron." Which is really interesting when you think about it, because Tosi doesn't quote the reisha of the pasuk, right? The reisha of the pasuk is ubiyom simchaschem uvmoadechem uvrashechot shechem, and then it says utkatem v'chatzotzes. It says v'hoyu lachem uzikar lifnei elokechem. So that's a little bit baffling, because pashtus, it would seem at super it's straightforward value that when you read v'hoyu lachem uzikar, and that's referring to all the previous days, which include Moadechem, when we blow the Chatzotzros, not just Rosh Chod Shechem, although Rosh Chodesh is added at the end of the Pasuk, so right before it's contiguous to V'Hoyelachem L'Zikar L'Fnei Hashem L'Kechem. But in any event, it's clear that the Torah endows Rosh Chodesh with that Kiddusha, with that sanctity of Yom HaZikaron, and Hashem remembers us to be mechaper on our averus on Rosh Chodesh. And by the way, this is just a footnote. I can't control myself because I'm a darshan, the son of a darshan. So, Api Drush, the Medrash says that this pasuk of V'Hoyelachem L'Zikaron also includes a kapar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you remember that Medrash? Very unique Medrash that God, Kaviyoch himself, needs a kapara because he was memayit the Levana. Anyway, so this is an overlap in terms of the very essence of the Kedushas Hayom of both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. They are both called Yom HaZikara. And therefore, Rabba thinks in one side that maybe we don't have to add any mention, quote, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh, that we could just get by with Yom HaZikaron. And I'm tempted to think, don't quote me on this, that according to that side in Rabbah, the two Kiddushos, that of Rosh Hashanah and that of Rosh Chodesh, merge into one entity, into one Kiddusha. It's not like, Yom HaZikaron plus Yom HaZikaron, but it's all Yom HaZikaron. It's all one entity. Kedusha Achas, we'll use that term. Okay. Now, let me just see what I have to add here before we go on. Okay. So therefore, according to this side, Ein lo hosif ulahazkir es yom rosh chodesh hazeh, because it's already inherent in the mention of Yom HaZikaron hazeh. There's no need to add a mention of Rosh Chodesh. One thing I can promise you, Rabbosai, that according to the first side in the Gemara, that we have to mention in the Kedushas Hayom not only Yom HaZikaron Hazeh for Rosh Hashanah, but also we have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Again, it's foreign to us because we don't have it, but according to that side in the Gemara, I can promise you one thing. There's an overlap here of two Kedushas. And I'm thinking out loud, it would be wild if we can find a separation between the two. Like, for example, again, everything I'm telling you now is Begeder Dok V'Tishka. Just forget I said it, because I'm going to deny that I said it. But in theory, we discussed yesterday in the framework of Rabbi Yossi Shita that since the Eidim were coming too late after the Mincha, what's it called, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, that the Rabbanan would postpone the Kabbalah's Eidus until the second day, making the previous month Mole, so that Rosh Hashanah now is going to fall on the 31st, and then we're going to apply the Kedush Achas principle of Rabbi Yossi. But I'm just thinking out loud, in that scenario, is it possible? All right, as I'm thinking of it, I'm slugging myself up, but I'm just thinking out loud, is it possible that the 30th day of Elul is Rosh Chodesh, and the 31st day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah? Like, I know that sounds crazy, but just if you want to think out of the box for a moment, that would be fascinating. That you, in the light of the first side of our Gemara, that Kedushas Rosh Chodesh and Kedushas Rosh Hashanah are two separate independent Kedushos, and you have to mention both of them in Tefillah, you could add another comment and say, well, there's a coincidental coincidence or overlap of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, but there's no need or necessity up front to say that Rosh Hashanah has to be on Rosh Chodesh. Theoretically, you could have a Rosh Hashanah that's not a Rosh Chodesh, because it's a separate Kedusha. And there are two... What do you say? Yeah, you know, but I'm just saying, if you could just, let the mind wander a minute. Again, in the second side, it's impossible because it's one and the same Kedusha. But if you have two different Kedushos, which philosophically means that there's a Zikaron of Rosh Chodesh, that Tishrei is no different than any other month, and then there's a Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah as a Moed unto itself, then who says they have to happen on the same day? I mean, again, so you'll ask me, well, what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But I'm just saying, you know, in all the calculations that we worked out, that it could be that Beis Din is going to decide that they're going to postpone the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that's only as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, but they have the Eidim in front of them who are testifying about the new moon, and that means that the month of El was really Chaser, and the 30th day is really Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Again, just a fascinating possibility. All right. Amar Lan, so now Rav Huna takes over the microphone, and he says to Nisua, and he says, let's take a look at our Mishnah. It's almost as if Rabbah had forgotten our Mishnah. I mean, we'll see that that's not so, but Rabbi Dosa Omer, over Lifnei Ateva. And we're talking about Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Dosa insists that he make this Tanai. Right, let's go over it one more time. Halitzenu Hashem Elokeinu es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh Im Hayom Im L'Mochar. And L'Mochar O'Omer Im Hayom Im Emesh. But one thing is clear, that according to Rabbi Dosa, on both days of Yontif, of Rosh Hashanah, we have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Those are the key words. Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. V'lo hodu lo chachomim. Zokrav Huna, my love, shouldn't we assume that, what does it mean, lo hodu lo chachomim? La hazkir. I'll add a few words, Lahazki Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, what are you talking about, Rabbi Dosi? You want to mention Rosh Chodesh in your tefillos on Rosh Hashanah? There's no need to do so. That's Lo Hodu Lo Chachomim. You've already mentioned the day as Rosh Hashanah, which means as Yom HaZikaron, and that's what we say, as Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. You don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh. So now, you know, Rabbi said, when we learned this Mishnah, recording the Machlok Shem Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim, it was all technical. It was all very dry, and mechanical. You know, Rabbi Dosa says you mention Rosh Chodesh, and you have to say it tonight because you don't know which day is Rosh Chodesh, and the Chachamim say it's not necessary. Okay, fine. You know, we didn't make a big deal about it. But now, in the light of Rav Huna's response to Rabba, it becomes a whole new, exciting machlokas over here. It's not just Dvarim Shel Mabakach, you know, technical, yeah, yes, mention Rosh Chodesh, don't mention Rosh Chodesh. The answer is that what's at stake here is the very essence of the relationship between Aleph Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah and Aleph Tishrei as Rosh Chodesh. What is the relationship between the two? Are they really two parts of one whole? And essentially, it's all one package deal that's called Yom HaZikaron. It's inseparable. So when you use the words in your tefillah, Yom HaZikaron, you're talking about two different things, and you're saying them in one breath, because the names are the same. You know, it's like, okay, so if I would say, you know, hello, John, how you doing, right? So again, so John is in the singular. So if I wanted to refer to two Johns, I'd say, hello, Johnnies, right? But here, you know, by calling it Yom HaZikaron, you're telling me that it's Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is called Yom HaZikaron. And that's the Shita of the Chachamim, that's Lo Hodulo. Whereas Rabbi Dosa sees an overlap here between two Yom HaZikarons, and one is the Rosh Chodesh, and the other is Rosh Hashanah. And I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Dosa. In fact, the carbon of Rosh Chodesh is not trumped, it's not, you know, overshadowed by Rosh Hashanah. The essence of the day as Rosh Chodesh, you know, imagine if Rosh Chodesh was a personality that was alive, he's being Tovea his covet. And he's saying, well, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is no different than the other, you know, the other 11 months of the year. I want my karban. I deserve my karban musaf as Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, in Tefillah, which is Keneged Karbanos, we have to mention both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh as well. I mean, it really becomes such a more profound machlokas. Okay. Lo, the Gemara says, no. That's not what Lo Hodulo Chachamim L'Rabbi Dosa is all about. They don't have in mind the question of Hazkara, but rather lahasnas. What bothers the Chachamim here is the extra few words, we'll call them four words, which Rabbi Dosa adds to his tefillah. Im hayom im lemachar. Or im hayom im emesh. That you could drop. Rabbi Dosa says that on the first day you have to mention it's Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, and then add Im Hayom Im Lemacha. On the second day, after calling it in your tefillos Yom Rosh Chodesh HaZeh, you have to add Im Hayom Im Emesh, and that's where the Chachamim say, don't add those additions, like Kol HaMosif Goreha. It's bad. It's not a good idea. As far as Hazkaras Rosh Chodesh is concerned, if you drop the Tanai, you omit the Tanai, the Chachamim are on board with Rabbi Dosa, you have to mention Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. But the Rabbanan want to leave out the Tanai. Okay, now we have to try to understand why the Chachamim want to leave out the Tanai. I didn't find anything in the Mefarshim. If you have anything, please let me know. It just seems to me that the whole business should require a Tanai. What do I mean? If Rabbi Dosa is right, the Chachamim are going to object and say, you know, go a step further, be consistent, and why don't you say the whole tefillah as a Tanai? You're telling me, I don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, and maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Well, I don't know when Rosh Hashanah is, whether it's today or tomorrow. And that leads us to a very strange kind of a beast, so to speak, of a tefillah that I'm offering to the Ribbono Shel Olam with a Tanai. And I'm saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, if, and let the Ribbono Shel Olam work out the details. But if you want to be consistent, Rabbi Dosa, then to the same extent that you have im hayom im emesh, or im hayom im lamachar, as a Tanakh, you should talk about Rosh Chodesh. Es yom azikar nazeh im hayom im lamachar. That's what I think is bothering the Chacham. But you know, let's see one more piece of Gemara, and maybe that'll shed a light on this machlokas. Now, I just want to, as we go on, we interpreted this Gemara based on Rashi, that the Chachamim agree fundamentally to Rabbi Dosa that we do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. However, the Cheshek Shlomo has a diuk in Rabbeinu Chananel. We're not so trained to read Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a chisaron, because especially in Erevin, Rabbeinu Chananel is like a major Rishon. Anyway, according to the way the Cheshek Shlomo understands the Rabbeinu Chananel, then he says, Yitochen, he says it's possible, She'af al pi shel l'Rabbi Dosa vadai maskirin es Rosh Chodesh, but he says, as far as the Chachamim are concerned, it's possible that ein tzorch lahazkir es Rosh Chodesh klal. So I'm just mentioning that as a footnote here, that we are very much influenced here by Rashi, that when the Gemara says now that Chachamim object to the Tanai, they agree that you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening. But the Gemara doesn't spell that out, and it could be that the Chachamim are not convinced that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all in davening on Rosh Hashanah. In any event, the Gemara says, Hochinami Mistabra, Midiktani Bebraisa, we have a diuk in a Braisa that would support this interpretation, that the Chachamim were only objecting to the Tanai. The Braisa says, V'cheno Rabbi Dosa Oseh Rosh Brashei Chodoshim Shel Kol Ashona Kula. Right, every Rosh Chodesh, I'm in doubt as to whether or not Bezdin was Ma'aber the Chodesh today or tomorrow. Right, I didn't say that well, but whether or not Rosh Chodesh, they were Makadish Rosh Chodesh today, or they were Ma'aber the Chodesh, and they were Makadish tomorrow. And as a general rule, as the Braisa records it, Rabbi Dosa on every single Rosh Chodesh would add this Tanai, and he would say, Ha-Chalitzenu Hashem Elkeinu B'yom Rosh HaChodesh Zeh Im Hayom Im L'Mochor V'lo Hodu. Now wait a second. What do you mean Lo Hodu? Meaning Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim. We're talking now about Rosh Chodesh the whole year round. Until now, when Rav Huna quoted our Mishnah to answer Rabba's question, he was honing in on the specific issue in Tishrei, whether you should mention both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And that's a very unique and profound question about the nature of those two kedushos, and whether or not both, and whether not only Rosh Hashanah should be mentioned at Tefillos, but also Rosh Chodesh. Now you're talking about the whole year round. And Rabbi Dos is saying that every Rosh Chodesh is a suffix, I should mention this Tanai in my Tefillos. Now what's below Hodu Lo Chachamim? What do you mean Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim? Until now, Rav Huna said Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim meant that there's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh in Yadavanim, because we mentioned Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. Yom HaZikaron HaZeh includes Rosh Chodesh. But now we're talking the rest of the year. So that's what Gemara says. According to our new interpretation, that the reason why the Chachamim dissented is because they don't like a Tnai, is Mishak Machi Lo Hodu Lo. They disagreed with Rabbi Dosa the whole year round. It has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah per se. Ela Iyamit, but according to you, Rav Huna, that the Machlokus was Lahazkir, meaning Lahazkir is Rosh Chodesh Be Rosh Hashanah, is a Milo Hodu Lo. Well, what does that have to do with the rest of the year? You know, it's fundamentally you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, and you're not sure if it's Rosh Chodesh, so you should add a Tanai. And the Chachamim have a fundamental principle that when we're talking in front of the Ribbono Shel, we don't mention Tanai. We don't introduce a suffix in our tefillos. So it seems clearly from this Brisa, which presents an extension of this Machlokas to apply the whole year round, every Rosh Chodesh of the whole year, that clearly the Machlokas is about Tanai. It's not a Machlokas about whether or not Yom HaZikaron is enough to cover me for Rosh Chodesh. V'yela Tanai, the Gemara now is not happy. Lahasnos. The whole Machlokas now, the Chacham are disagreeing with Tanai. Then Lamali Leflugei Betarte. Why did Rabbi Dosa and Chacham have to have a double machlokas? They have machlokas as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, and another machlokas which is recorded in the Brisa about the other Rosh Chodeshim. Why wouldn't it be enough if we collapse the two? And Tishrei, whether it deserves mention or a Tanai, is the same as any other month of the year, and we'll have the same machlokas over and over again between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim. Does Rosh Chodesh require a Tanai? Tzricha. Gemara says we need a machlokas recorded machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim, both as far as Rosh Hashanah and as far as the rest of the year, all the other Rosh Chodesh. The Iyash Me'in and Rosh Hashanah have a mean of a hook or Amri Rabbanan Delo. The reason why the Rabbanan don't want to penetrate into the minds, you know, they don't want to generate into the minds of the Mispalalim, of all of Klal Yisrael, that, hey, you know what? We don't really know whether today is Rosh Hashanah or not. We don't know whether today is Rosh Chodesh or not. I mean, all those doubts that we put into the minds of the Mispalalim are not healthy. You know, sometimes the less you reveal, the better. And we spoke about this, if you remember, about a city that's not made of Talmidei Chachamim, and sometimes you have to, you know, you have to fudge it a little bit. Mishum di asi lezil zule bay. Hey, you know what? This whole business of Rosh Hashanah is just one large suffix. I mean, there's at least a 50% chance today is not Rosh Hashanah. So that's going to create an attitude of zilzul. And perhaps the zilzul is for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So if you take a look at Rashi, Divra Maschil Lizilzule, Rashi seems to indicate that we're worried about the second day. Do you see that? Osi Lizilzule Besheni, if you want to underline those words in Rashi. And this is going to incur the wrath of the Rishonim, because why does Rashi hone in on Sheni? I mean, even on the first day we're saying we're not sure if this day is Rosh Chodesh or it's not Rosh Chodesh. So that should create a zilzul in the first day, no less than it does in the second day. And the Mefarshim understand that this zilzul means they might be mezalzul in Melachos. They'll be mekil in Melachos. You know, they'll see, oh, you know, maybe I could get away with this malacha, maybe I can't, but, you know, I should, I didn't, and it's a suffix anyway, so I might as well get involved in the malacha. Well, that could happen on the first day as well, because Rabbi Dosa requires a Tanai on the first day. So it's really confusing as to why Rashi puts all the emphasis here on the second day. And the Marsha gives the following explanation of Rashi. He says, Kevan sha'anu b'kiyim b'kviyas ha'chadoshim, I don't know how he's fitting this into Rabbi Dosa. I can't figure that out. But anyway, We know for sure today, because we have the calendar, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, lo yavo lezalzel ulahakil ba'avav yom sheni, she'ein no'agim bo kiddush ala machmas minag avosenu b'yodeni kemavur b'mesech de beitza, im yazkiru shu sofek vaday yavo lezalzuli be'i. I mean, it's a brilliant marasha, but I don't know how it fits into Rabbi Dosa here. I mean, we're talking about Rabbi Dosa, and we're talking about Sveika Diyoma. I mean, maybe we should change the nusach of the davening on Rosh Hashanah from the first day to the second day, according to the marasha. Since now it's only minig avoseinu b'yodeinu to observe the second day of Rosh Hashanah, maybe on the second day, you know, we should have this Tanai, but maybe on the first day we know for sure it's Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Dosa says that both days require a Tanai. So again, I'm a little bit confused. I empathize with the Marsha because he's trying to make sense out of Rashi. What's the Asil Zalzuli Bebi Yom Sheni? Oh, and anyway, Avol Barashe Chadoshim Shal Kol Hashanah Kula. There's no Yisur Malacha, and therefore there's no fear of Zalzuli Be. So we don't know if the first day is Rosh Chodesh or the second day is Rosh Chodesh. Whether the previous month was a Chaser Mole, is Ema Modulei Rabbi Dosa. Maybe the Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Dosa. There's no loss, there's no downside to adding the Tanai in Tefillah. And therefore you should say Ema Yomim L'machar, Ema Yomim Emesh. So that if we only had a record of the Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Dosa regarding Rosh Hashanah, we might have denied the entire sheet of Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim with regard to Rosh Chodesh, Stam Rosh Chodesh. And the reason why Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim is because of the special issue of Rosh Hashanah, since Rosh Chodesh coincides with Rosh Hashanah, and now you're adding a Tanai, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, Asil Zulzuli Be, they may come Chashon to do Malacha. But that has no impact on the rest of the year, and therefore, so again, now the Gemara in the Habamit is saying that fundamentally, the Chachamim are on board with Rabbi Dosa that we should be making a Tanai in our tefillos. Is it Rosh Chodesh? Is it not Rosh Chodesh? Only on Rosh Hashanah we have to avoid this, because once you mention a Tanai, you're going to inject into the psychology, the psyche of the Jewish people, this, you're emphasizing the suffix business. We don't want to emphasize the suffix. Keep it classified. Because Asil Zilzuli. Now we go the other way around. Right? Every Trichus has to go both directions. Iit Marbeho. If we only had the Braisa. Recording the Machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and the Chacham on Shar Rosh Chodoshim is Mahakama Rabbi Dosa. Here's where Rabbi Dosa says that I don't have a Chashash of Asil Zilzuli. There's no Isim Malacha. Therefore, I am absolutely in favor, I advocate in favor of Tanai. But in the case of Rosh Hashanah, maybe Rabbi Dosa would agree that we have to worry about this svar of Asil Zulzuli Bey, and therefore Tzricha. And therefore we need it. So Rabosai, at this point, we really have an answer to our original question. In the light of the reinterpretation of the Machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim, that they're arguing about Tanai, we were wondering, what is the nature of that Machlokas? You know, the Gemara often asks, but my komiflegi. And whereas in the original formulation, the way Rabbah understood the Machlokas, it was a specific Machlokas as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, there we understood very well that B'maiko Mifli, they're arguing about the nature of, or shall I say, the relationship between Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. Is it one Kedusha, is it Yom HaZikaron that swallows up both, or is it no? It's a separate Yom HaZikaron for Rosh Chodesh, a separate Yom HaZikaron for Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Dosa's proof was from the two Karbanos Musafim that are brought, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. But now that we've interpreted that the Machlokas here is about Tanai, so why did the Chachamim get up and object to Tanai? And we gave a philosophical example, answer, that maybe the Chachamim don't like, you know, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Tanai, that's not appropriate for Tefillah. Forget about all that. That was a nice baichsvar. But the Gemara says elsewhere, in a different way, the Gemara says that the reason why the Chachamim object to Tanai is because of Asi Lizilzulepe. Yeah. Now I want to add to you the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam says the following. The reason why the Chachamim don't want a Tanai is because Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah Kedusha Achase. We're going back to Rabbi Yosef. V'lachein Ein lahasnos bahem v'lasosam safek. And that, according to the Rambam, is what the Gemara means by kidei shelo yavo lezalze. And we had, if you recall, three nafkaminas between Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushos with regard to Rosh Hashanah. We had the issue of setting up to Erevin, we had the issue of being mafrish on both days, and we had the issue of Beitza Shenolda Bezer, Muteres Bezer, Asur Bezer. And if the Rambam is correct, again, it's a gigantic assumption on the part of the Rambam, that the Chachamim of Rabbi Dosa reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yossi called Kedusha Achas with three different chumras that are implicit. Namely, you can't set up two Erevin, the Beitzin's going to be also both days, you can't make the Tanai to be Matu the Tevel. Now you're going to come along and you are going to recite a Tanai? Well, if it's really, if Bezdin was really Mekadesh today, then I want to mention Rosh Chodesh. If Bezdin was not Mekadesh today, then I'm going to mention Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. You are now feeding into Shtei Kedushos, which again, as we said over and over again, Shtei Kedushos means Sofek, Machmas Sofek. And the implications that we mentioned with all the nafkaminas. The Chachamim say Osil Zulzulibe. If you are going to mention in your tefillos Sofik, you're reducing the level of Shnei Yomim of Rosh Hashanah down to Sveika. And we don't have Sveika, we have Kiddush Achas. Again, it's a gigantic premise. But again, if you know, the Rambam is thinking out of the box, you know, he's coming up with a whole new perspective about of Osil Zulzulibe. We thought Asil Zulzulbe means, you know what, it's just a psychology. You know, we'll find a cooler here and there, because the whole business is only a suffix. And the Marshal wanted to claim that that Asil Zulzulbe should apply to the first day, no less than the second day, because of that Tanakh. The Rambam is giving a much more halachic and a principled answer to Asil Zulzulbe, explanation of this is not a psychological principle at all. You are altering the very halachic nature and status of Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah by introducing the Tanai. Because the Tanai itself is appropriate for Shtei Kedushas. But the Chachamim hold Kedusha Achas. So the Asil Zulzulibe is really just a Poel Yotze of calling it Shtei Kedushos. The Zilzul is going to be in all those nafkaminas, all those areas where Shtei Kedushos will allow you a leniency in halacha. That's a Zilzul. A whole different story here. Rabose, do you... I mean, I get very excited about these things. I don't know if you appreciate that. I mean, the Rambam is taking us on a whole different journey here. We're not talking about psychological things, you know. Oh, you don't know, so he's going to this, he'll find it. We always have a good explanation, you know, to find the cooler for something. That's basically what this sugya is all about, of Lo Hodu Lo Chacham, before the Rambam came to the... With the Rambam, it takes on a whole different perspective. However, the Keren Ora is not happy with the Rambam. And he says the following. He says, according to the Rambam, why did the Gemara need Asi L'Zalzulei Beh? Why did the Gemara just say straight out, Kedusha Achaseh? There is no suffix. How can you tell me a Tanai, Im? What do you mean Im? Kedusha Achas, that both days are endowed with the equal level of Kedusha. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it sounds like the Chacham are giving two different explanations. They're saying, well, first of all, it's Kedusha Achas. That's what the Rambam says. And secondly, Asil Zilzuli. Okay, the truth is, Rabosai, it's a nice, you know, I give the Karenor a couple of points here, but I don't think that that's such a catastrophic kasha on the Rambam. But he goes on. And he says the following. V'od kasha. Hare hatamim ha'elu enim shayochim b'rosh chodesh. In other words, the machlokas here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Dosa, according to the Rambam's interpretation, is about Rosh Hashanah. And yet, at least on the surface level, the Machlokas is, I mean, you know, mechanical translation, is about Rosh Chodesh. Should we mention that Rosh Chodesh is a Tanai, Im? But that's not really the issue. The issue really is about Rosh Hashanah. Is it Kedusha Achas without any suffix, or it's Shtei Kedushas with a suffix? I mean, that's a more of a fundamental objection to the Rambam. Now, the Netziv, now I'm not sure because, you know, when you read the footnote in the Masifta, you're not always sure of the history, you know. So I can't promise you that the Netziv was aware of the Karen Ora. To best of my knowledge, they were contemporaries. So I don't know if the Netziv had access to the Karen Ora. I don't know. Maybe you could Google this and find out. But he writes the following in his Meshiv Dover. He writes, Sovrim Chachamim Sheshnei Yimei Rosh Chodesh Harei Hein Kikidusha Achas. He's really throwing a whole new perspective on the Rambam. The Rambam explicitly mentions that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas. Comes along the Netziv, and he enhances this by saying, no, the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are Kedusha Achas. And it's Haba Atalia, meaning it's one issue. It's not that the Chachamim are going to say that we don't know if the first day, you know, we're far away from Bezdin, we don't know if they're Mekadesh the Chodesh on the first day, or Mekadesh the Chodesh on the second day. Again, I'm talking back in the day of Kiddush Al-Piriyah. And it's a Sfeik of the Yom. No! We're going to say that because of this Kalkul Al-Aviyah Bashir, they made a Takana that both days of Rosh Chodesh are Kiddush Achas. Now again, you'll ask me my Nafgemina because none of the nafkaminas of Erevin and Afrosh's Trumas and Maisris and Mukta and Beitzah Shenolda are relevant to 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So when you tell me that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are Kedusha Achas, I can immediately ask you, that's a very nice formulation, but my nafkamina. But perhaps the nafkamina is right here, in front of our eyes. Whether or not on Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention a Tanai, Im? And the answer is no. The Chachamim are right against Rabbi Dosa. We're going to drop the Tanai because of Kedusha Achas. And that really puts this Rambam in a whole different perspective. Okay. So I'm just trying to figure out whether we have time to go on. I'm looking at my watch. Just want to read a footnote here about Rabbi Dosa. B'das Rabbi Dosa, Chiesh Lahasnos al Rosh Chodesh, Donu Achronim, Ha'im gam legabi yom hazikaron mas nevi omer yom hazikaron hazeh im hayom im lemachar. And as we said before, this seems to be an inconsistency in Rabbi Yudos' thinking, because to the same extent that you need a Tanai because of the Sofik Rosh Chodesh, you should do the same and make a Tanai with regard to Yom HaZikaron, with regard to Rosh Hashanah. O Dilma, the Gabi Rosh Chodesh, Masne, and Dafka the Gabi Rosh Chodesh, Masne, as we saw in the words of Rabbi Yudos. And we've quoted the Gaon Yaakov, the Keren Ora, the Rashash, in many occasions. They all write that as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, Rabbi Dosa's moda, that there's no Tanai. And there are two approaches as to explain why there shouldn't be no, there should be no Tanai vis-a-vis Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Dosa. According to one opinion, Rabbi Dosa happens to hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas, and only with regard to Rosh Chodesh does he hold that you cannot possibly classify the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh as Kedusha Achas, because if the first day is Rosh Chodesh, then it's the first day of the month, and we're going to start counting the minyan of Yemei HaChodesh, and the next day is going to be the second day of the month. As far as Yom HaZikaron is concerned, since there's this new halacha that the Shnei Yomim are endowed with a Kedusha halachically, and that's the way Beis Din operates, as a Yontiv, each day is a Yontiv, then we can mention each day as a Yontiv without having to introduce a Tanai. The other approach to Rabbi Dosa is to insist that Rabbi Dosa holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Kedushas Rosh Hashanah is Trei Kedushos, it's Kedushas Sofek, and nevertheless, you don't make a Tanai on Rosh Hashanah in order that they shouldn't be Mezalzel B'Kedushas Hayom. And since he mentions Rosh Hashanah on both days, B'Toras Vadai, we don't have to worry about Zilzul because of the Tanai that he mentions vis-a-vis Rosh Chodesh. And that's what we have as far as Rabbi Dosa is concerned. Now, he has here a tshuva from the Zechor Li Avram that Chachomim Cholkim Al Ikar Asiyas Tnai B'Tfila V'Sovrim She'ein Lasos Tfila Al Tnai. And I think that's a little bit closer or more similar to what we initially intuitively approached this question of Lo Hodu Lo Chachom as something almost metaphysical in terms of prayer and how you stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Omnam kevan shemuchach midivrei Rambam sheladas kulam nitan lahasnos betfila lo nechleku ela mishum chashash zilzul. And although he's pointing his finger at the Rambam, but that seems to be the simple, straightforward pshat in the Gemara. Lachen yesh levayr dvoro shegam berosh chodesh shayach Chashash Zilzul Gabi Amiris Halil Utfilas Musaf. Wow, that's a curveball. He's suggesting that you could apply Zilzul even to Rosh Chodesh if you add this Tanai, and that's why the Chachamim would object to a Tanai even on a regular classic Rosh Chodesh, because people start being Mezalzul in Halil and in Musaf. So therefore he says Kavonas HaGemora She'im Hayu Cholkim Rak b'Rosh Hashanah, hayinu omrim shirak b'yontif sheish chashash isu melacha d'oraisa omrim shalol lahasnos. B'lekach kamashma nishmi abraisa she'af le'inyin Rosh Chodesh chashashu shema yavo lezilzul. And that zilzul, although it's not for the severe violation of melachos of yontif, but nevertheless there is a laid back attitude that one might have vis-a-vis Halil and Musaf, even though those are only drabbanan, they're not malachas. But once again, we have to apply the principle of Shema Yavo LeZalzul. So let's just make a cheshbon where we got up to here. We're on Daf Mem Amud Aleph towards the bottom of the Amud, and we are up to Meisvei, which is just before the end of the Amud.